Yeah, sounds good.
All right, here you go.
How's it going, everybody? I just want to start off by saying how excited I am and how pumped I am to be a Minnesota Viking. Just the opportunity that the organization has given me and making this dream come true is, I don't know, it's surreal to me still right now. It's all happening so fast. So I'm just excited to be part of this organization, excited to help this organization keep moving forward. And thank you guys again.
Tyler, I know it probably hasn't, you haven't had a lot of time to look at it yet, but what do you know about John DeFilippo and kind of the way that he's used his tight ends in the past? I know last time he was a coordinator in Cleveland, Gary Barnage was, you know, the leading receiver on that team from the tight end spot.
To be honest, I don't know a ton about it, but I did have an interview with Coach a few days ago, and we just talked ball and went over some of the plays. And just the way they use the tight ends now, obviously you have two-time Pro Bowler Kyle Rudolph, one of the best tight ends in the NFL. So when you got a mismatch like that, and the way they use him, it just makes me excited to come in there and be able to use my versatility to just play off of everybody, and I feel like I can be a huge piece of the offense.
How important was the Senior Bowl for you and where your draft stock went?
I think the Senior Bowl was huge. That was one of my big goals, personal goals, preseason. And just coming from a MAC school, obviously people question the lower level in the Power Five. So having the opportunity to go out there and compete with the college football players in the nation was huge for me. And also be able to go out there and kind of just show my versatility again. And I felt like any chance I got to kind of go out there in front of people and play football, and not just football, but get to know NFL personnel and kind of just tell people who I am as a person. So I really thought that was huge with the opportunity too.
And did you think you might have lost the chance when you had the foot injury?
Yeah, when I first broke my foot, I really wasn't sure how it was going to work out. Obviously, the foot injury. That was tough at the beginning of the season, going to my senior year and missed my first five games. But I mean, after kind of coming back, that's still on my goals to make happen. And after I came back, I felt great. Haven't looked back since. And I'm happy I got the invitation to the Senior Bowl.
How does your basketball background help at your position?
100%. I think just the being able to judge the ball skills, the way you can kind of use your body and the little stuff like that, being able to kind of react on out of nowhere. I think those are all things that translate perfect. And I definitely think it's helped me throughout my career, and I think it's going to keep helping me.
What was your decision-making process like after high school? Did you put much thought into football, or were you straight basketball all the way?
So out of high school, we were only 27 going into my senior year of high school. And we were a good basketball school, and I didn't feel like I wanted to throw everything away I did in basketball for 1 year of football. For my senior year, we ended up going 8-3, winning our first ever playoff game. I ended up going All-State, and I just didn't really feel right doing that at the time. And after kind of going and playing basketball for a semester at the college level, well, I just missed the game so much. And I mean, I would watch college tight ends and NFL tight ends, and it just ended up becoming a dream of mine. And I just something I knew I could make happen. And after I kind of made the decision, I just put my mind to it, and it ended up working out for me.
How tough was that decision to walk away from a full ride at Midland for basketball to be a walk-on at CMU?
It was definitely difficult. My family, they always supported me through everything, my family and friends, but a lot of people kind of look at that as, I mean, not the smartest thing in the world. Obviously, getting free education and coming out of college with no debt is something not a lot of people get to do. So kind of just throwing that away and switching sports and moving up a level and chasing a dream that probably nobody saw but me. It was scary for a lot of people, family and friends close to me, but they also supported me the whole time and believed in me. So it was definitely a tough decision, but it's one that I had a good support system that made it a lot better.
Tyler, what's the most unique aspect that you bring through your skill set?
I think it starts with my versatility. I think I'm a great route runner, though. I think I can run routes from every position on the field, fly, out wide, in line. But I think I'm versatile. However, I need to be used, however they want to use me, I think that I can do it. And I be a
What did you gather from interviews at the combine or during the draft process with teams about just the value of a move tight end and how maybe the passing games are changing where tight ends are, you know, incorporated more in that?
I mean, we're a mismatch. The fact that we can be in the passing game and create mismatches with linebackers and safeties, and also you can give you a better opportunity to run the ball at times. Another hat out there to block, whether it's first level or second level, and the way the game is going with being so pass heavy, I think it's huge, and especially to have multiple tight ends that are versatile and can run routes and create mismatches. That just makes you so dangerous as an offense.
How important was Coach Moore to helping refine your game?
He was instrumental. He's one of the best coaches I ever had, not just football-wise, but as a person and kind of as a mentor. I was a walk-on, so I didn't really have, a coach that brought me in and kind of looked out for me when I got there. I came in as a wideout, and I remember when I was a wideout, he would always tell me, "You're going to be a tight end soon." And I'm sitting there waiting, like, "Is he really going to move me to tight end?" And eventually, I moved to tight end, and he helped me create myself into the player I wanted to be. And he always believed in me, and he was always there for me, whether it was on or off the field. And that's not always a coach's job, to be there for you off the field. So the fact that he was such a personable coach with all his players, that was a blessing.
Thank you, Tyler.
Thanks man.
Thank you, guys.